carpet and welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, August the 2nd. It is so hard to believe that it's already August. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And as we take a deep breath and soak in a brand new month, let me tell you about Sunday Worship. It's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And every now and then we have a main theme or a main focus. And today we're going to be talking about faith. According to Hebrews 11, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's basically a big part of the foundation of our walk with Jesus. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, faith, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
Yes, we are talking about faith today here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." You know, the story's been told of a blind girl one day who was caught in a fire on the 10th floor of a building. She could make her way to the window, but she couldn't see anything. She felt the heat, smelled the smoke of the fire, then she heard a fireman yell from below, "Jump! Jump!" She said, "I'm too scared to jump. I can't see." The fireman said, "If you don't jump, you're going to die. Take the risk and jump. It's bad enough to jump from 10 stories high, but to jump when you can't see where you're jumping, that's terror. In the midst of the chaos and confusion, she heard another voice. Darling, jump, I've got you. She smiled and said, okay, Daddy, I'll jump. Friend, Jesus Christ is inviting us to jump. He knows we're nervous. He knows that, but just jump. He knows you're scared, but just jump. Remember, we're talking about your daddy, friend. We're talking about somebody you know. You've seen what he could do. So we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. of Faith Singers right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God." You know, friend, most people don't come to church, stand in front of a pew, and wonder if that pew can hold them up. Most people don't study the pew, evaluate the pew, or wonder about the pew's strength. They just sit down. They exercise faith. The faith is not based on a feeling about the pew, but rather on the confident trust that the pew will hold them up. You know, the reverse is also true. If a person says they believe that the pew can hold them, but they never sit down, they are not exercising faith because they did not act on what they said they believed. Faith is acting like God is telling the truth. Friend, Hebrews 11:6, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God."
Once in darkness, now in light, once blind, now I see, once a sinner, now a saint, once bound, now free. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. The chains fall. Once a stranger, now a child, empty, now filled. Once condemned, now reconciled, broken, now healed. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yes, Robin Mark reminding us that there is no other name. Of course, we're singing and talking about Jesus. And friend, how is the weekend for you? Yes, here we are. It's Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll. My wife and I, our family, had some friends over from St. Louis this weekend and had a chance to do some good fellowship, have some good memories, go out to eat, enjoy the summer, and I hope the same is for you as well. Today we're talking about faith. There was a man one day whose wife was very ill. It was in the frontier days, and he had to get to a place that had medicine to save his wife's life. And the only problem was that it was wintertime, and in order to get to the person with the medicine, he had to cross a lake. Now, the lake had been iced over. His wife's life depended upon it, so he had to get up and cross this cold lake that had now been covered with ice. He was terrified. He was concerned that the ice would break, scared to death, but spurred on by his love for his wife, he got down on his hands and knees and inched along ever so carefully. All of a sudden, he felt a rumbling on the ice. He was even more terrified. Maybe the ice was breaking. The rumbling got louder. They became thunderous. This man was living in terror. But as the noise got closer, he looked up behind him and saw a man driving a team of horses across the ice. The horses pulled a carriage that was loaded with a bunch of boxes, and it just went thundering across the ice. And all of a sudden, the man stood up, started walking, then running. All of a sudden, this man that was full of fear became a man full of confidence. This man learned something about the ice. He learned that if it could hold up a team of horses thundering across it, it can certainly hold him. Friend, if you want to have more confidence in God, then hang around somebody who's riding with God with a team of horses so that you'll know he can carry you with whatever you're facing. Find somebody who's been where you are and has experienced God's deliverance. Their story of faith will encourage you.
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Thank you.
isn't this such a pretty song? The instrumental version of As the Deer. In fact, I first heard this song about 5-6 years ago when I was serving as an associate pastor at First Baptist Church in Farmer City, and we sang it from the hymnal, and boy, it was such a pretty song. It still is today. So be praying for my friends there at First Baptist Church in Farmer City as they are looking for a senior pastor. I sure know that they would appreciate your prayers. And friend, I do appreciate your time and your attention today here on this edition of Sunday Worship. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark Burns in the studio tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and have a wonderful, wonderful week.